And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 19th of February, 2011. It's the birthday of Homer Hickam, born Colwood, West Virginia, 1943. He's in high school at the time of the Russian launch of Sputnik. He went into engineering and worked at NASA for 20 years. Retired in 1998, and in that same year published a memoir called Rocket Boys. It was a number one New York Times bestseller. It was made into a movie, October Sky, and Homer Hickam had to persuade the screenwriters to take out the swear words in the script. Homer Hickam told them that the boys that he was friends with back in Colwood, West Virginia in the 1950s just did not swear. It's the birthday of the novelist Jonathan Latham, born in New York City, 1964, decided he would write a book based on his own childhood. His parents, idealists. He grew up in a neighborhood where he was one of the few white kids. He was bullied a lot, found an escape in comic books and science fiction. So he wrote a story about a white kid named Dylan and a black kid named Mingus growing up together in the 1970s in Brooklyn, in which the two of them find a magic ring that gives them superhero powers. That novel was The Fortress of Solitude, which begins, "Like a match struck in a darkened room, two white girls in flannel nightgowns and red vinyl roller skates with white laces, tracing tentative circles on a cracked blue slate sidewalk at 7 o'clock on an evening in July." It's the birthday of the novelist Siri Hustvedt, born in Northfield, Minnesota, 1955, author of a number of novels. Her breakthrough novel was What I Loved, which came out in 2003. Took her 6 years to write. Last year, she published a memoir, The Shaking Woman, or A History of My Nerves. A few years before, she'd been speaking at a memorial service for her father at St. Olaf College in Northfield. He'd been a professor of Norwegian. And in the middle of her speech, she suddenly started shaking uncontrollably, her arms flailing, her skin turned a strange color. But her speech and her mind remained very clear. So she investigated this phenomenon and remembered that as a child she had what she called lifting feelings, every once in a while a powerful sensation of being pulled upward. In the book she points out that with some sicknesses we say, "I have cancer," or "I'm suffering from cancer." But with neurological or psychiatric illnesses, we feel that they become our very self. "I am bipolar. I am schizophrenic." The book called The Shaking Woman, A History of My Nerves, it came out last year. And it's the birthday of the novelist Amy Tan, born in Oakland, 1952, to Chinese immigrants who came to this country in the 40s. Her mother wanted her to become a concert pianist or a doctor. Amy Tan became a freelance writer. The Joy Luck Club came out in 1989, a big bestseller. Here's a poem for today by Dorothy Parker, Inventory. Four be the things I am wiser to know, idleness, sorrow, a friend, and a foe. Four be the things I'd been better without, love, curiosity, freckles, and doubt. Three be the things I shall never attain, envy, content, and sufficient champagne. Three be the things I shall have till I die, laughter and hope and a sock in the eye. Inventory by Dorothy Parker, from the Poetry and Short Stories of Dorothy Parker, published by the Modern Library and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at @PoetryFound. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.